What's up, Colts Nation? It's Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Hey, Jamal, I missed the Shaq Leonard episode. Pretty sad. Jamal gave y'all the breaking news episode about Shaquille Leonard. Look, I'm going to just give y'all my two cents. The writing was on the wall. It was. His snap count, it was just gradually getting lower since week one, let's be honest. After I saw the effort in the Patriots game in open space 1v1 against Ezekiel Elliott, I knew then and there he lost a step. Like, I knew. I was like, yeah, it's over. I thought he would make it to the end of the season, and I thought that's when he would probably get cut. But even though I saw it coming, it was still shocking news. Like, when I read it on my phone, my jaw dropped when he got released. But this is the Shane Steichen era. This is the accountability era. Darrell Baker, bench. Tony Brown, bench. Deion Jackson, released after fumbling twice. Now Shaquille Leonard, after poor performances and some things he said. So, hey, it is what it is. So we do have to move on. I mean, Shaquille Leonard, definitely one of my favorite players of all time for the Indianapolis Colts, or at least Darius Leonard was. But, got to cut ties. And I think, he was not fitting into this defense. Just wasn't there. He looked like a slower version of himself, but hey.
Hey, I got one question for you about that too, though, real quick, Eric. Because I don't know if you saw his interview. It may have just been more on local news than worldwide news. But he was talking about, when he was doing his turkey drive, how he would have been willing to take a back seat essentially, and come out and be on the bench. But I found that interesting. We won't go down that rabbit hole right now too much. But I find it interesting that you were complaining, about not having to split those first and second reps. But then, like, after it's all said and done, you're willing to take a seat back. I don't know. I mean, you're kind of backtracking at that point. So I found that interesting when he said that.
Yeah, I felt like maybe he got a little humbled after the wave. Not sure. Yeah, that is a big switch up on his words from a few weeks ago. But maybe he also just came to a realization that, yeah, maybe I should come off and do what's best for the team. But
yeah,
that's not how he felt a few weeks ago. So, hey. But goodbye, Shaquille Leonard. EJ Speed, it's your time up.
Time's now.
And Zaire as well, but he's already been killing it. EJ Speed too. I mean, EJ Speed has been great when he's on the field. But anyway, fresh off a bye week, the Indianapolis Colts play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Lucas Oil Stadium at 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. We are favorites, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you really don't hear that a lot. I mean, we are favorites. That's great. Thank you. Yeah. The Colts, they have their eyes set on the playoffs, but so do the Buccaneers. They're right on the bubble as well. I mean, these are two bubble teams going at it. So we have to play meaningful games from this point on, as long as we win. We win, we stay in the hunt. A couple of losses will likely knock us out, unless the Browns, Texans, Steelers, and Bills, they just start losing as well. But still, we're playing from behind here. They are all ahead of us. So, Jamal, let me know what you think about this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is, like you said, Eric, without question, this has to be a win. We don't have a choice but to come in this and win this game. We're going against the Bucs. It's an exciting time for us. Hopefully our guys didn't eat too much on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Hopefully they're ready to go. I saw an interview that Kent Sterling put up with Michael Pittman Jr., who was talking about, he just didn't feel right not playing when all the other teams are playing today, or not today, but over this past week during the bye week. So that's exciting to me, because that lets me know that, hey, that's the drive that we want to have, because they're not going to feel right if they don't make the playoffs, for one.
Right.
So you want to have that motivation, that drive. And by the sounds of the locker room, it seemed like everyone was excited to be there. And that's what we need. When I think about what this offense has to do to be successful against this Bucs team, I think, we got to really focus on JT. I mean, we're talking about a defense in the Bucs that is coming in sixth ranked rush defense. So with that being said, I mean, we're talking about JT, who's averaging 71.4 yards a game. It's going to be tough for him to probably rack up a bunch of yards. But I think we got to still put that as a focal point. We need to get up early and let him run out this clock by running the ball. I feel like with the way that the Bucs defense blitz, it makes me a little nervous because they blitz a lot. We got Happy Feet Minshew back there sometime. He can get startled. Like, we can't have him getting sacked. Our offensive line has been playing phenomenal. Need them to continue to play phenomenal so Minshew can get these quick throws off. I foresee a lot of Michael Pittman Jr. screens and a lot of Josh Down quick passes, you know, in this game just because the pressure will be on. But I don't want to see a lot of scrambling in the pocket. I think if Minshew can remain calm and collective in the pocket and we can run some play action as well with JT to kind of have to slow down that blitz, I think we could be in good shape on the offensive side of the ball. Definitely a game where, you know, we're still averaging over 24 points a game. Colts can come out here and dominate this thing. But it has to happen on every possession. We have to shoot for points every possession. We need to get in field goal range every possession. As much as we love touchdowns, let's be real with ourselves. Touchdowns aren't always going to happen. So we can get in field goal range. Let Matt Gay do what he does. We paid him all that money. Let's get points on the board every single drive.
Mm. Yeah, so I you say points on the board. If anyone's watching the Thanksgiving games, the first game that was on is Packers and Lions. I think Lions went for it like on 5 fourth downs, maybe 6. I don't think they converted any, you know, going for it every single time, doing a fake punt, things like that. You know, it's all high risk, high reward behavior. And when it doesn't work out and you lose by 7, you start, you know, knocking your head into the wall. But yeah, I think this is a winnable matchup. Of course it is. We have a favorable schedule down the stretch anyway. Especially with the Joe Burrow unfortunate news that he's out for the season. Mm-hmm. We thought the Bengals were going to – the Texans might be the hardest team that we got to play, if we're being honest. But, you know, Baker Mayfield, I've never really been a Baker Mayfield hater. He's having a solid year this year. I think he's doing a little better than Gardner Minshew if we just look at stats. So by a slim margin, but – yeah, Jamal, I think this team is pretty one-dimensional. You look at Rashad White's stats, their lead back. He's got 459 rushing yards, 354 receiving yards. So he's like a little mini Alvin Kamara almost. But, you know, they can't ever establish a run game, I feel like. So let's keep them one-dimensional. Let's force Baker to beat us through the air. I don't think he can do that. So I think this will be a fun matchup. I'm hoping, even with what you just said, Jonathan Taylor can just burst onto the scene in this game and have like that one of those home run type games where we're used to seeing from years ago where he just, boom, I mean, like 150 yard game, like rushing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about from scrimmage. I'm talking about, yeah, let's beat the trends that they have a good rush defense. I think this is a perfect opportunity, really, because we're coming off bye. We're going to be in front of an amazing home crowd. I even think this is game Minshew Mania can just flourish too. Like, get back to, I mean, his stats, when you look at his stats from when he starts to when he plays as a backup, it's dramatically different.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. I mean, it should not be that crazy. But look, we need a Minshew Mania type of game. We need that Gardner Minshew we sign. Like, take care of the football. Let's get the ball out quick. Let's push the ball downfield when we really need to. And let's feed Jonathan Taylor. Let's keep it real. I think our defense can have a pretty good game against this team as well. Tampa Bay, they've been too inconsistent. Like, they started off the year hot. And they've kind of dropped off since then. Not really too worried about their receiving group. I know Mike Evans will probably be a Hall of Famer, but look, hey, we're going to stomp them.
Yeah, without doubt, dog. And I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because we're talking about Kenny Moore is coming in, three interceptions. Julian Blackman, three interceptions. D-Bug, five sacks, seven tackles for a loss. So the pressure from the defensive front is going to be there for Baker. And when Baker gets sacked three plus times, I mean, his numbers drastically decrease. With that being said, we got to make sure that we're not going to give up any of those chunk plays. I know that one of our downfalls on the defense side of the ball is giving up those big chunk plays, explosive plays. So Kenny and these guys and they're jumping routes. If you don't feel comfortable grabbing that ball, smack it out the air because we can't afford to have, like you mentioned, Mike Evans catching a, 35, 40 yard bomb and then doing the rest with his legs or whatever the case is.
Which will probably be, you're absolutely right about that, Jamal, because I just had nightmares, just shocking nightmares pop up in my head with the Saints game when Derek Carr literally pushed the ball downfield almost every play on our secondary, which I want to say he averaged like 15 yards an attempt that game. But Evans is an elite downfield threat. We saw it with Tom Brady, Jameis Winston. We see it with Baker Mayfield too. Baker Mayfield's got an arm. He pushes downfield, and Mike Evans, boy. Now I'm scared. I wasn't scared of him, but he changed my mind.
I think we can definitely contain him if we can get to Mayfield quickly. I think if we can get in front of him, again, big 6'7", D Grove. Woo! Like you combine them, D Buck coming through and shutting him down. I think it can help out. But like you said, Julian, these guys got to be on their A game because it can get scary when you get someone like Mike Evans in one-on-one downfield. It can get scary.
Especially because I believe Juju Brents has still not practiced, which is worrisome. I know Ryan Kelly's back, so that's a huge upgrade to our offensive line because Ryan Kelly has been playing phenomenally. I miss Juju, man. Juju Brents was having a pretty good rookie season. But he's had some injuries so far. I really don't want to have, I'm not going to say any names. But our defense has been playing pretty well. Because like Jalen Jones, another seventh round pick, really like him. But Darrell Baker, Tony Brown, guys like him. We really need Juju Brents back into the mix because I think he plays at a far, better level than those two, respectfully saying. But I don't think Juju's going to be back. I don't know. He's got to get a practice in today, Friday. So he's got to.
Yeah. And there may not be any rush at this point to try to, force men to get a practice depending on what's going on. I mean, we know the downfalls of rushing people back whenever they're not ready. So
right.
I feel like this team, this new leadership in there, they don't really mess around with that. If you're not 100%, it ain't happening.
And yet they put Josh Downs' knee back in there last 2 weeks. But yeah,
that's true. But was he on like an 8 or 9 pitch count for that?
Hey.
I agree. I mean, he was in there. He was. So you can't argue that.
Hey, yeah, but this is a must. I feel like we say this every week. This is a must win game because you don't want to fall too behind.
Yeah.
Sure. But this is a favorable matchup. We're coming off a bye. Tampa Bay's on the road again. Like that. This is a game we should win. That's why we're favored. Of course, we're at home, but I don't know, Jamal. This is a game. I feel like Gus Bradley, Shane Steichen, Jamal Cooter, they've had time to game plan against Tampa Bay. This is the game we set a statement and say, the media should be saying, are the Colts the real deal, even without Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Like, we go 6-5. Things change, man. I don't know.
We got to control the game. We got to control it. There's 0 point in this game where we should not have full control over. And I think as long as we can control that, we can maintain control of this game, it should be a win for us. I'm not going to say an easy win because it won't be an easy win, but it should be a win. But if at any point we lose control of this game, that's where I feel like typically the Colts start to scramble. And when we start to scramble, that's when it goes downhill really quickly. So we just got to maintain control. Keep the, and that's not even talking about time of possession. I just mean whether or not the offense is firing, whether or not the defense is firing, because once one or the other starts getting shaky, it's hard to compensate on the other side of the ball for it. So we'll see.
Defoe and that D-line needs to wreak havoc with the 4-man up front, and we drop 7 in coverage. We cause confusion for the quarterback. Mm-hmm. like Baker, and we make him make mistakes, you know, and we capitalize on them. That's what I'm hoping. I mean, that's the heart of our defense. If the four man up front, if our front four could do their job and absolutely destroy that offensive line, I mean, I guess any team could say this, but if they can cause pressure up front with just them four, because, you know, we don't blitz a lot, you know, it's different out there, man, when you drop seven back in coverage, boy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that I feel like that's the heart of this Gus Bradley defense. Got to have a good front four.
Without question.
Hey, let us know what y'all think in the comments, what's going to happen with the Colts this Sunday. It's going to be a fun matchup either way, I think. But, yeah, anything else, Jamal?
Nah, man. First game back in there in a while. I wasn't at the last home game, so I feel like it's been 2 months since I've been in a stadium, so I'm excited for it to hear the crowd noise. Get it pumping. Let's get it.
Jamal will be up there with Jim Irsay in the box.
We'll be tweeting live. Don't y'all worry.
That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts, and we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Take care.